Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Hi everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hope your days are, if you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you have a great day today. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this later on, I hope you are having a good day so far or had a good day.
And TGIF.
TGIF.
Yeah. TGIF. It's a good day to have a good day. Freaking love the weekends.
I know. It's our second favorite day of the week.
It's funny. I was actually having this conversation with my friend yesterday because when you're a parent, your weekends are actually so much more jam-packed than the weekdays because you have so many activities and play dates. So like by the time Monday comes along, you're actually like have a breath of fresh air. You're like, oh, but at least like for my friends, because all their kids are in either school or daycare.
Yeah.
So for me, like we still have Arky at home with us, but I guess technically Monday mornings he does daycare, but like we still feel like a lot going on, but we don't mind it because we both really like, well, not both me and Daniel, but the three of us really enjoy our dynamic. So it's not that tough, but I could see with my friends, like how much they have going on because they just want to get everything done in the weekend that we get to do in like the week, let's say.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know how parents do it who, I mean, just parents in general, being a parent's so hard, but when both parents are working full time, and then the 2 days that they have off work, especially if you're working full time but you're not working from home, like you're in office, then you go home after a full day of work in office and you have to obviously be there for your kids, cook dinner, clean up, depending on their age, help them with homework or give them a bath, play with them, put them to bed. And then weekends, it's like you're with them, like your weekends, it's like not for you. It's it's all about your kids. And especially if you have a very demanding job, I couldn't even imagine having to get so much done in within like the 8 hours that I have at work and within those 5 days as well. And then like knowing that like I can't work over the weekend or I can't do a lot of overtime, like I have to be there for my kids. That is crazy.
So important for parents, like for people to know that they want to have kids.
Yeah.
And like not just to have kids because it takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Like I think about, I mean, now I'm freelancing, so it's a bit different, but you know, I sometimes I'll within my workday, I'm like, it's just with like so many last minute changes and things that like are unexpected, like last minute meetings, whatever it is, and my day won't necessarily go as planned. And I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll just like worry about this later on, or like I don't have enough time today to work on this, like I'll just do it on Saturday or something.
Right.
And like if I had kids, I couldn't do that.
I mean, people work a lot when they have kids still, and it's just a matter of like prioritizing things properly, because I have friends that are in all different lines of work. Like I have friends that are in the 9-to-5 corporate world. I have friends that are entrepreneurs, and it's about the balance and like what's more important to you.
What's crazy though is that like, of course that's the answer, but like realistically, I'll just like put myself in this example. I have ADD and like, it's so hard for me sometimes to do that. Cause it's like, I know that's what you should do, and like I do it to a certain extent. Like I definitely know when something is more of a priority than another thing, and it's just really really hard to come up with like a really good structure, especially when you only have so much control over things in your job, you know. It's like you could do that, but if you're either working for someone else or you're doing freelance work and like you're dealing with like clients, you don't always have, like, you don't have full control.
Well, it comes down to how you want to live your life. Like, you need to see what kind of lifestyle you want. Like, before you have kids, what kind of lifestyle do you want? And in this economy with how expensive things are, what kind of lifestyle do you want for yourself and for your children? And then you kind of have to work accordingly based off of that, because I mean, it comes down to, you know, you don't have to live a super luxurious, lavish life in order to be happy. But some people like strive for that and they need that in their life in mm-hmm. order to have their happiness. So like they'll work harder, they'll work extra long, and maybe at the cost of their own like children, not of their own children, but the fact that they don't see them as often, just so that they can give their children a better future financially. But everyone sees things differently, right? Yeah. Like Dan and I, like, we could do so much more to make so much more money, but we choose to not do certain things because we want to spend more time with our children.
Yeah.
So like we,
yep.
For us, we prioritize being with them, especially while they're young, while still being smart financially in different ways, like being more frugal when it comes to certain aspects of our life and not, you know, there's a lot of things that you can cut back on money. And just knowing that like we're setting up for like long-term success in the way that we see it, and other people might not see it the same way as us. Like I have friends that like for them, like they wouldn't be happy living the life that we live. They need more. Yeah. They need like the bigger home and like the nicer cars. Like for them, that's what brings them happiness. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they need to do. Whereas Dan and I like don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like for us, we have a pretty small house in comparison to a lot of our friends.
Yeah.
But like we don't care because we love where we live.
Yeah.
And that's what all that matters.
I know. I think that's the thing too, is like,
and I mean, to know, sorry to cut you off, but just to know that's also what we can afford.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go above our means so that we could have the showier.
Is that the word? Also, home? Investing in a car is such a waste of money. I'm not judging anyone for doing it. Like yeah. To each their own. I really don't care. I'm just like saying that if you're going to invest your money, like if you have a specific budget, like investing in a car that is of a certain, like, I guess, status.
Yeah.
Is just a waste of money because you're the second you leave the parking lot, mm-hmm. it just goes down in value. Like cars don't go up in value, but like a home will go up in value. And like there's ways that you can invest your money properly. But I forget where I was going with this.
I don't know.
Anyways, all that to say,
it's about priority.
Yeah.
It picking and choosing what's important. And I think no one knows exactly until they're in it. But I think before having kids, like if you are someone that does not have children and like you do want to have them someday, it is something to think about. It's something I always thought about, is like, what kind of life do I want for my kids?
Yeah, there's so much to take into consideration before having kids.
And also just knowing like how you and your partner work together, especially if you're going to be parenting together and like living in the same house. And like,
but I do think though, like, yeah, I agree, like I would want to live with my partner and like be with them for a certain amount of time before having kids,
mm-hmm.
but like you also never know until you actually are in that situation.
But it's more just having the conversations,
yeah,
about it. Like I just think it's important to know kind of like where you stand with values and like things that you want. And obviously, like you said, you'll never know until you're actually doing it what it's like,
because I feel like I would be like tough love on my kid, but then know, also yeah. I don't know, like when I sometimes if I see someone, I can't give an example, but like there's just been times where I'm like, oh, maybe I wouldn't give tough love, like in this moment I just want to hug this poor child.
Yeah, it's honestly really hard, especially when it's like not your own kid.
Yeah.
You might think differently than when it is your own child. And no one knows what it's going to be like until they have kids. And like, you also don't know what your kid is going to be like.
Yeah.
So your kid is different, right?
Okay. Do you want to get into the topic today?
So it's actually funny because I had a few messages from people being like, oh my God, are you going to Coachella this year? And I was like, first of all, I am so pregnant. Like, what? Second of all, I have not been to Coachella since 2018.
Crazy.
And also, I forgot it was Coachella this weekend because I feel like it's not as popular as it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be like the festival that people
would
go to.
A lot of people aren't even going this year. Like a lot of influencers aren't even going. They'd rather go to Stagecoach or like different festivals around the world. Where's Stagecoach? Same place as Coachella. Just like, I think, a few weekends later.
Oh.
It's the country music festival.
Who's performing at Coachella?
I don't know. I don't fucking know anything about Coachella anymore. because I, the last year that we went, I was so over it.
I went once in 2017 and it was, I mean, I just, I'm not a festival person in general. And so I'm sure that played into it, but like, also I didn't care too much about any of the artists, but like, still you hear so much about Coachella. It's like, I wanted to go for the experience. Mm-hmm. So overrated.
2017 was the first year that I really noticed that things were changing.
Really?
With it. I mean, not that I'm an expert or anything, but I had gone 2015 and 2016 and I was invited every single year. So I never paid to go to Coachella. So I'm very grateful and like privileged for that. But I was also a huge festival girly. Like I went to Osheag all the time, even before I did like social media. Like I'd go with my friends.
Really?
I love music. I love that vibe. And Coachella was always something I wanted to do. And so when I got invited in 2015, I was like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. I remember talking about it in 2013 and 2014. Like my goal is to go to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got invited, it was awesome. I also was with people, again, that were super into the music.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there for the music. We were like so excited about all the bands and just really living it up every day. It wasn't like as showy. It was really just like Osheaga, but in the desert in California. Like that's how it felt. And 2016, it got a little bit more bougie because like obviously brands started investing more money into it and bringing out more influencers and like doing that whole thing. But by 2017, it was like so showy of just like who could show face.
But that's kind of like the vibe I was getting. But it wasn't even necessarily that I feel makes it overrated. It's just the experience as a whole. Like you have to take an Uber. Depending on where you're staying, you could be closer to the festival. But like those places that are a lot closer are so expensive. And it's just not realistic for the average person. So realistically, you're staying quite far, like an hour with no traffic drive. But there's so many people that go to Coachella. So you're in the car stuck in traffic for 3 hours. That's like so expensive of an Uber. Then you have to wait in this crazy long line to get in. Once you're in, it's so big and there's so many different places to go. But like for the most part, in between artists, like it's not like you're going to be watching every single artist that performs all day. So like a lot of the time you're just kind of sitting around waiting, and then like by the time the artist comes out that you're dying to see, they're most probably like, you know, there's a crowd of people already there, or you have to go wait 2 hours in advance to get like a good view of the artist, like 2 hours before they even perform. Anyways, the days are so long. Like I remember I'm happy I went and I'm happy I got to experience it. And like, don't get me wrong, I still had moments of having fun. I was there with my friend. We did other things like after the festival, but like I just thought it was so overrated and so expensive.
I think here's the thing. This is why I think perspective is so important when it comes to certain things. Because you just said yourself, you're not a festival person.
Yeah.
So like already from the get-go, you weren't going to enjoy it because you don't like festivals really.
I mean, I've also been to festivals though that I enjoyed much more than Coachella.
But also keep in mind, you were invited to go.
Yeah, but so, I still paid for a lot.
Yes, but like...
No, I paid for everything.
Your tickets?
Yeah. I got the tickets for free. That was the one thing I got for free.
But what I'm saying is like people, when they are like purchasing for themselves, like the average person, they're not an influencer. When they're purchasing to go to Coachella, they're doing all the research. So for example, like you can stay on site at Coachella and it's not expensive. So you don't actually have to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
You could take the shuttle from a hotel, which is way cheaper than an Uber.
But also that's speaking to a specific kind of person, no, right?
Like the type average of person. The average person isn't going to pay for Uber because it's so expensive. So the average person is going to look for the most affordable way to go to Coachella because they love festivals. Like that's just essentially when people go to music festivals, we're seeing it from a niche perspective because we're seeing it through the influencer vision. But the average person, because Coachella's been around for a very long time, they go because they love the music. They have multiple artists they want to see. That's why they're going to the music festival. And also, yeah, for the vibe. And like, it was a certain way for a long time. So like the way they'd look into it is they would do it budget friendly. And then they would be there. They wouldn't be waiting around because they would look in advance and like which artists are playing at what time. And like maybe they wouldn't go as early because they'd go for the later artists, or maybe they're into more of the indie side and they'd go to one section first. And like there's a way to do it so that you're not like in.
But see, my opinion is so different because I actually think that the example you just gave is not the average person. I think a lot of people go to Coachella because it's Coachella.
No, but that's very much like the social media way to look at it. Whereas Coachella has been around for so long of people just like going to enjoy the music. Like that's what music festivals were so long. Yeah, no,
for sure. But like realistically, most people know about Coachella through social media. And like most people would be in the same boat as me, not necessarily from like an influencer perspective, but like I paid for everything. I think except for the ticket. And the only reason why I got a free ticket was because of you. It's not like I had any brands reach out to me that were paying me for anything or giving me anything for free. All the events that I got invited to was through you. So it was like, yes, I had like the influencer, parts of the influencer experience, but like still like, you could be an average person and get invited to an event, like a Revolve event, like for the most part, I think.
No,
and like,
you can't.
I think that they invite a lot of people now.
Revolve invites only influencers or people of like, but that's just Revolve. I don't know how.
Like a lot of the parties are like, I know that like, cause I see so many TikTok videos and like people posting, you know, their Coachella experience or like experiences with festivals in general. And I'll go on the person's page and like they're not an influencer. They just had this one video that went viral. And like they're going to influencer parties and like doing the things that a lot of influencers do. Granted, they're probably paying for most of it. But if you're in the same position as me and like you want to go to Coachella because of everything you see on social media, you're not someone that would be comfortable sleeping in a tent for 3 days straight in the summer in the desert. Like, just know that it's a very expensive.
But I don't think people want to go anymore. That was the whole point. Yeah. That, like, it's not a thing anymore because of what people think of it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people that go to Coachella right now is just mainly for the music.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone back to how it used to be.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, like, it's so overrated. And I think people were realizing that more and more.
But it's because of the people that give it a bad rap. Like, that's what really annoyed me is that, like, 2015 and 2016 were so amazing for Coachella because it was all about the music. Like, that's what it was, the fashion and the music. And I obviously love to dress up for festivals. It's just one of my favorite things. I love fashion. And so it was like so exciting for me. And then 2017, it was like all these, like, influencing got more popular. So there was obviously way more people doing it. And they would all get invited, show up to take photos and leave. And I was like, what are you doing? You're posing as if you're going to a music festival that you A, don't even want to be here. And you're making it seem like it's the most magical thing on social media. And you're not even enjoying, like, you're literally faking it. And it really bothered me because I was like, I'm here for the music. And then I would get invited to these events because I would be invited by a brand and I would go to an event, but I don't do drugs. So I'm like, that's not my vibe. I want to show face for the brand and be there. But I'm like, this is not me. I would much rather go back to the music festival and just be there. And I just felt like it was a whole big show. And so 2017 was the first year that I was like, ooh, that was kind of weird. And then 2018, when I was invited again, I was like, okay, but like, maybe that was just a one-time thing. And then it was even worse the second time. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. So then 2019, we boycotted it. And then 2020, obviously COVID happened. Coachella like stopped for 2 years or something like that. Yeah. And now I just feel like I'm not in that place. Not that I'm too old, because people go to music festivals all the time at any age. I don't think there should be an age that you have to stop going to music festivals. Like when I'd go to Osheaga, there'd be people of all ages there. Mm-hmm. You know, people in their 50s, because it's like music is subjective. Who fucking cares if you like this band and you're in your 40s? Like, who cares if you want to go see them live? Who fucking cares? When we went to go see Billie Eilish, we were like the only people there that were older, that weren't parents. And we liked it. because we liked Billie Eilish. Yeah. Like, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? But I think that it's just such a different experience now as an influencer, and like what you see on social media, that people are like, fuck that. I don't want to pay all that money to like basically say what you just said.
Yeah.
Go that's, for this that's, vibe. That's not the
realistic
vibe.
Experience that you're going to get. And like, okay, cool. You don't want to spend money on a hotel or an Uber, but then you're, what's the alternative? You're sleeping in a tent in the middle of the desert for 3 days straight.
Some people like that though.
You know, but the average person doesn't.
Yeah, like I wouldn't like that.
The average person realistically does not like that.
I think the average person, like from just based off of,
would have my experience because I was still on a budget.
No, but you don't. I think it's different because you also didn't love the music festival in general because you weren't into every band. There's a lot of people that go there that might have the same experience when it comes to like financial reasons as you, but be like, it would make up for it from seeing all of the bands that they wanted to see type thing.
I don't know. I don't think so. Cause I think that like, you know, it's so overcrowded. There's so many people that,
I mean, yeah,
you have to go wait like 2-3 hours like in the fucking heat before you see the person perform. And like, even at that, you're not guaranteed a good view or like super close to the stage. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, you get to see like one of your favorite artists or an artist you've been dying to see. So like that experience is great.
Yeah.
But like everything else.
Yeah.
It's like, I would say like 90 or like 85% of your experience going to Coachella, for the most part, for most people, is going to be spending a shitload of money, waiting in traffic, feeling dehydrated and like annoyed because of the crowd of people.
Yeah.
Like there's so much that like you're not gonna like about Coachella. I don't even think seeing your favorite artist is gonna make up for the bad parts. Go see your favorite artist, like if they're doing a world tour, and like if you want to go take a trip, if they're not coming to your city or country or whatever, if you can take a road trip or fly to an area where that artist will be performing in concert, and like buy your tickets in advance and do something like that, you know, you'll have a much better experience.
There's also so many more music festivals nowadays than there were back in the day. Like there's so many more, and like a lot of the artists will perform at multiple.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's not like Coachella is the only place to go listen to music now. Like I remember the first year we had Oshiega, and that was so exciting because it was like our version.
What year was that? I don't remember the first year.
The first year I went was 2010. Okay. And it was, but like, I don't think that was the first year it started, but it was the first year I went and Eminem performed.
Oh, love
and him. I remember being so excited. Like that was the reason why I wanted to go, was for Eminem.
You know, I've only been to Oshiega once.
Yeah, because you're not a festival girl. I loved festivals. Like that was my favorite
thing. But there were so many times where like a certain artist was coming to Oshiega and I wanted to go, but like for whatever reason, it didn't work out. Like last summer, I had my friend's birthday and I really wanted to see Rufus Du Sol because he was performing at Oshiega. I literally would have gone just for him. I've been dying to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin didn't want to go because it was her birthday and I was taking her out for dinner that night.
Okay.
I was so upset. Oh my God, I really wanted to go so bad. There was another year. Who was it that was performing? There was someone else that was performing. I was dying to go see them, but then like, I couldn't for whatever reason. Who was it? I think it was, I think Eminem came back. It wasn't 2010. He came back another year. If I remember properly, I could be so wrong, but it was like a rapper. Forget who. Anyways.
For me, it was just like, I've always liked a lot of artists when it comes to music. And then when I would go with friends, like this was the fun part about going to music festivals with friends is like, we all like the same artist, but then we're also into different artists. So we're like, okay, we're gonna go see so-and-so right now, and then like after that we have a bit of a break before this other person, so let's go try out this artist that like Dan really likes, and like we'd walk over and like listen to this artist that I'd never heard before but Dan's super into, and then all of us are really into it, and it's just like a whole experience. We'd get food, we'd sit, we'd listen, like we'd chat, and you're just like with your best friends all day every day. And like that was my perspective, especially the first 2 years when it was just like really like so new and so exciting. What tainted it for me was the whole like showiness of it, and like having to post specific things. I didn't love that aspect of like, okay, you're getting invited by let's say Revolve, and like you have to post twice a day of this specific thing, even if you're not enjoying whatever it is, mm-hmm. which whenever we signed a contract, we had to do it. And I still did enjoy myself. Like, don't get me wrong. I still had like such a fun time. It just wasn't the same vibe.
Yeah.
And the posting requirements, regardless, like that's a brand's expectation. And like, I'm going to fulfill it no matter what. And going into it, we know what it is, right? We sign a contract prior to the event. But it's more like, okay, I'm feeling a little bit more like this is not the vibe that I want to really show mm-hmm. on my social media. So I'm going to show it as best as I can to make it like how I would do things. But then I would watch other people's content and like they would have a very similar vibe to their videos. But I'm like, they weren't even fucking there. Like yeah. they would go to get the content and leave. And it would bother me so much. And I don't know why it would bother me so much, because I'm like, I don't care. That's their life, whatever. But it was just like fake. And I'm like, yeah. I was a viewer of YouTubers prior to being a YouTuber myself.
Maybe it bothered you because subconsciously you were like, these people are giving what I do, which is like more genuine, a bad reputation. Like you guys being so fake and not yeah. actually enjoying it is going to get out and it's not genuine. And then like from your perspective, you're actually showcasing like what's real, and you actually stayed, and you know, you're not posting anything and being disingenuous. So it's like you're gonna probably take the heat. People aren't gonna believe your content.
Yeah, well, that's what usually would end up happening, is that like there's a lot of influencers that would give people like me and my friends a bad rep because they would do something like shady, or they would just take every brand deal they could just to make money and like not actually care. And then it was like, okay, well, you're making it seem like we're all like that now.
Yeah.
Which sucked, because then you go and you have a shitty experience because you're like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, honestly, like 2017 was not a great year for Coachella. Like it was starting to really like be different.
Yeah. I also just think that like, you know, it's very overpriced. I mean, less, okay, I shouldn't say over.
No, but everything is overpriced when it comes to festivals in general. Like,
yeah,
with like, any event, things are going to be overpriced because they want to make money.
Yeah, exactly. It's and like business. It's Coachella. If anyone could up their prices, it's Coachella.
At the end of the day, it's a business. And like I wanted to go originally, like when I would watch my favorite actors that I took fashion inspiration from, like Vanessa Hudgens, and like I would see her at Coachella like years before I went and be like, oh my gosh, this is like what I want. I want to be at a music festival dressed like this, and I want this to be my life.
Who's the most famous person you've ever seen at Coachella?
From afar, or like
just in general?
Most famous, probably Kendall Jenner.
Did we see her?
We saw her in New York together, but I don't know if you saw her.
We saw her in New York?
Were you with us?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen her. Like, if anything, it would have been at Coachella, but like, I think I would remember
that. But I saw her from afar. I didn't see her, like, she wasn't standing next to me or something.
Yeah.
She was, like, but, like, she was there. Like, I could see her walking across. But it wasn't, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the most famous person I saw at Coachella. I saw a lot of, like, Victoria's Secret Angels.
I saw Sarah Hyland. She was chilling, like, right next to our group.
I saw Madison Beer.
Yeah, we saw her at that party. The Revolve party.
Who else? I saw Devin Booker.
Who's that?
I think that's his name. He's like a famous basketball player who dated Kendall Jenner, but I think that's before they dated.
Gosh.
And the only reason I knew, like, I remember seeing him in person but not knowing who he was. I was like, oh, that guy's good looking. And then I think I was like filming YouTube videos at the time, and I was recording something, and he walked by in the back, and just all of the comments were like, oh my god, did you not realize that you were like, he was right behind me in line when we were waiting to go in. They were like, Kyla, like Devin Booker was right behind you the entire time. And I was like, who is that? And I looked him up, and I was like, oh, but like, I remember in the moment thinking that guy was cute. Who else?
Listen, things are going to seem a lot more glamorous on social media than they are in real life. That's just like the reality of it. Unfortunately, people show the highlight reels unless something crazy goes goes on like what happened with Fire Festival, and then it's a shit show and everyone posts about the fact that it's a shit show.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure Coachella ran into some issues like 2 years ago or something when it came, like, wasn't there like a story of something that happened where like people were waiting and like had no food, or I don't know, am I making that up? I feel like I've heard of like certain people's experiences at Coachella being like awful, but like realistically, guys, like going to a music festival is not like a luxurious glamour thing. It's like you're there for the music, it's dirty, it's dusty. Like every music festival I've been to, every music festival I've literally been to, Oceaga and Coachella, as if I fucking know anything, but it's just like it's not like a five-star resort. You're gonna get dirty. It's just like, it is what it is. There's a lot of people, it's a lot of stimulation, it's a lot of noise. If you don't like that vibe, like, that's like, music festivals are not for you.
No, but I also just think like it's just overrated.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you know, what you see on social media is like, of course, if you have your favorite artists there and you really want to see them, but like, I wouldn't say go see them for the first time at Coachella.
No, I don't think anyone really wants to go that bad anymore. I think there's a huge reason as to why most people forgot it was this weekend.
Also, I've seen a bunch of, you know, like really, really big influencers talk about how they don't even care to go to Coachella this year, and like they're bad experiences, like a lot of people are talking about it more.
Yeah,
and I think that's like, that's cool, it's good to see people actually getting real and and not glamorizing it so much just because a company is paying them a shitload of money. Realistically, if a company offered me a lot of money,
I was never paid. I wish I was paid to go to Coachella.
Like, I'm saying this, but like, if a company offered me a lot of money to go to Coachella, I think I would do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to Coachella without getting paid any money.
And I would say, I mean, I guess it depends which company, but I would say, like, I'll take pictures at the event, but like, I'm going to tell people, hate Coachella, love this outfit though.
I mean, yeah, you can be honest. You don't have to, you don't, this is the thing with brand deals and stuff too, is there are certain brands that will be like, you have to say this. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, before I even sign any contract, I want to test out your product for at least 3 months to make sure it's even doing what it says it's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then if it does do that, I will say it. But if it's not going to do that for my skin, I'm not going to say that. And then they'll usually respond with, oh, you can say it in like your own words. I'm like, okay, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to lie. If something isn't working for my skin, I'm not going to say X, Y, and Z about it. And there's been a few times where I've talked about a product and people are like, oh my God, I bought this product and like it did not do what you said it was going to do for my skin. Let's just say skincare. And I'm like, okay, but what kind of skin do you have? Because my skin type is very, like, I have rosacea, I have sensitive skin, I have combination skin. Like, if you don't have the same issues as me, maybe this product won't work for you, but it'll work for me. And I think it's the same thing with anything that's promoted on social media, is like, as a influencer or a creator, it's your responsibility to be honest with your experience with situations, but then it's also up to the consumer to be aware that like not everything is the same for every single person. Like, my experience with Coachella, especially the first 2 years, was incredible. Like, I think back to 2016 Coachella and I'm like, that was so much fun. I had a blast. 2017 was really fun because he was with me the first year, and that was the first year I was with like him because I was with my friend the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
So the event itself was still fun. It just, I started to feel like it was changing, but I still had a good time. In 2018, I still had a blast because I was with my friends and with my boyfriend and we were having so much fun together, but the vibes were just completely different. I just wasn't a fan of the actual festival itself. And that's why we were like, we're not going back. And we made the decision to not go back. And people were so shocked in 2019 when we specifically flew to California and then went to Joshua Tree instead.
Yeah.
People were like,
Joshua Tree looks sick.
It was so much fun. And people were like, why aren't you going to Coachella? Like, you're the Coachella queen. And I was like, because it is not the vibe anymore. It's not what I experienced those first few years. And I'm very sad about it. But then people still had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's everyone's perspective. So like, for me, I just didn't enjoy it anymore. Just like you're saying, you did not have the best experience. And it's fine to, you know, have a good time one time and then not another time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a product and then someone else might not like a product. Like, I just think people take social media like so seriously sometimes.
Also, yeah, that's another thing too, is like, I've ordered so many trending things. I've spoken about this already on the podcast, yeah. But like, you know, I'll order something that's like going viral on social media, that like, cause an influencer or like someone said, it's like, this is the best, I don't know, this is the best like face moisturizer, and I get it and I hate it. Like, it's, yeah. It's like whatever works for you. Like, there's certain products that I personally love, and like, I've seen, yeah, people shitting on them.
Well, even online. You and I, sometimes you'll be like, try this product, it's fucking amazing, and then I won't like it, or like vice versa. Yeah. Or even like the round brush that heats up. Like, yeah. I see people use that on TikTok and they have like the most amazing blowout, and I'm like, oh my God. So I got one and I used it. Like the same one of this girl. My hair was frizzy and like straight. Like, it was so ugly. I did the exact same way that she did.
Because you have different hair.
Exactly. But am I mad at her?
No.
And do I think she's lying? No.
Well, clearly she's not. She used it.
I know, but it's just like people like... Well, some people were like, people could think like, oh, maybe she used the Dyson Airwrap and like pretended, you know, like that people.
Oh, she didn't show like herself.
No, she did. But like, I'm honestly, I'm just pulling shit out of my ass right now.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just like trying to make an example.
Yeah, people always have something to say though.
So I'm like, it's a two-way street here. It's like, it's up to the creator to be authentic, honest, and like proper with how they're promoting a product. But then it's also up to the consumer to just be like, okay, maybe this worked for her and not for me, and like not get mad at them, you know.
I mean, I just don't understand why people leave hate in general. Like, you could disagree with what someone's saying or whatever, like just keep scrolling.
Yeah,
but also like keep being stupid and leaving hate, I guess, because you're paying that person.
I know. When I see someone getting a ton of hate with something, I'm like, it's so funny to me, because like you think that this is gonna like be their downfall, but it's actually really working in their favor. And we've seen it time and time again with the Kardashians.
Like, the more comments they get, the more like publicity they get. Like, yeah, that's why people say like any PR is good PR. Like,
even right now with Coachella, like people were like, oh my God, you know, Coachella, it's their downfall, whatever. I'm like, okay, but you're still talking about it. You're still, yeah, bringing attention to Coachella. People are still talking about Coachella. Yeah. Like, it's still, you know.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So keep leaving hate, keep being dumb.
Anyways, this is going to be the end to this podcast. We know it's a short one. We're trying to batch a few just because we have a lot of stuff coming up, but the next episode is going to be really fun as well. We already have it planned. We're recording it right after this, and it's going to be a good one. So we love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.